I was upstairs and I was about to close the curtains, and as I was going to close them, I just heard a horrific smash, which I saw a car being hit towards the centre of the verge of the road. And then this white car seemed to be spinning into my house, and then it spun into the house next door, which was then embedded in the into the bay. And then all of a sudden there was mayhem with all the fire engines and ambulances, and this poor guy that was stuck in the car that was embedded in the bay. The noise was horrendous. It just sounded as though you were having one big earthquake. You know, I thought the car was coming into mine. I didn't realise it had really gone past mine until I went out and saw it in next door, you know, the poor couple next door.
I know you said that, obviously we've heard there were children involved.
It was the children I was concerned about. I didn't care, you know, about the wall or anything, or my house, you know. I just heard these children, and when I realised who they were, which is my neighbours, and I just immediately thought, God, they get injured, you know. But when I saw them walking and they were crying and screaming, I thought, well, at least they're moving. And then, of course, the husband and wife, the mother and father of these children, they got out of the car. I mean, they were so shook up and everything. I give the gentleman a drink and that.
Obviously, so, now you've been outside to see the damage. Yeah. You know, it's quite shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, I opened my door and my wall was there, you know. But, no, I'll never forget that row of the bricks, you know, the smashing into the wall. And next door, it just sounded as though the whole house was going to come down.